All right, it's good to see everybody. It's always this family is such a wonderful family. I always love being with you, and of course your children. Jung Moksunim asked me to speak, and I was thinking about different messages, and this message always comes to my mind. And for me, this is such an important lesson in my life. And hopefully, as I share it with you, can be an important message in your life too. And especially as I was looking at our logo, Grace Valley, whoever designed that logo did a really good job. But I was just thinking, you know, the meaning of our name is we should be a valley full of grace, right? Full. So like, how do we do that? And I think this message speaks directly to that. Okay, so let me go ahead and just get right into the word. All right, and as we see in verse 21, all right, Peter comes up to Jesus and asks him a very relevant question, right? A question that probably would come across our minds, and he asks him simply, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? And he says, as many as seven times, right? As many as seven times. And when we read that, all right, and when we look at that, and probably this is a familiar story to many of us, this is a very easy passage to read. It's an easy passage to do a Bible study on. It's an easy passage to give a sermon on. But to put it into practice, it's very hard. Right? It's very hard. We were supposed to be doing this at a picnic, so I was going to bring a squirt gun to demonstrate this. But instead, all right, we had these lovely hammers, so I got a hammer. Okay? So, If just to demonstrate, okay, what seven times is like. Okay, so Joy, you're going to be my example. All right, if I hit Joy, all right, and I said, forgive me, will you forgive me? Yes, okay, that's once. Once, right? Okay, so again, forgive me. Okay, forgive me. Forgive me. Yes, still? Yes, okay. Forgive me. Yeah. Are you guys tired of this already? Because that's only five times. Okay, we have to do it two more times. So you still forgive me? Okay, and seven times is a lot. Okay, even when we're just joking around, seven times is a lot. So if it were me and I was going to Jesus, I would have asked Jesus, Lord, if someone sins against me in a bad way, should we forgive them at all? Should we forgive them if someone does something really terrible to us? Just one thing. Right, that's probably the question that we would have on our hearts. Right, someone has offended us, someone said something, someone, you know, whatever the case might be, should I forgive them at all? Okay, and if Jesus' answer was, I tell you not once, but seven times, to me that would already be amazing. Right, if Jesus said just seven times. Because it's hard to do it just once. Okay, but Peter, more amazing than me, he says, should we forgive them seven times? Which is, wow, he must be a very holy man to even mention seven to begin with. Right? But Jesus says, not just seven, but 77 times. Some Bible translations say 70 times seven. Right? All my grade schoolers, what's that? 70 times seven. That's a lot, right? That's a lot, right? So when we think about this proposal of Peter and what Jesus replies, this is next to impossible, okay? It's almost impossible to do this, right? So when things are difficult to understand, Jesus tells a story, because stories make difficult things easier to understand. So let's look at the story that Jesus tells us. All right, so in this story, all right, it says, therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. Okay, so this is what God's kingdom is like. Right, so this is a very important story for us to understand if we want to know how to live in God's kingdom. All right, so there's a king who wanted to settle accounts, and there was one servant that was brought before him, and the Bible says he owed him 10,000 talents. Okay, talents is a weird word. All right, what does that mean? You can juggle. So what does it mean? What's a talent, right? And one commentary I read said, one talent equals 20 years worth of wages. Okay, 20 years worth of wages. So in Silicon Valley, if you made $100,000, right, 20 times that is a lot of money, right? That's a lot of money. Okay, but it's not one talent, right? This man owed him 10,000 talents. Okay, so if we converted that, it would be some billions of dollars. Billions, billions, is that a lot? Billions, that's a lot of zero, okay, that this man owed him. So, he said, since he could not pay his master, the master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had to make payment for his debt. Okay, wives, if your husband did something so bad that you and your children had to be sold and everything that you had, would you be angry at your husband? Oh, 야, 이건 뭐야? Right? Everything. All your cars, jewelry, clothes, kids, all sold because of some mistake that your husband made. That'd be crazy. Can't even imagine that. Right? So that was a penalty. Right? So the king, right, says, so the servant fell on his knees and implored the king, please have mercy on me. I will pay you everything. I will pay you everything. Right? And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. Okay, so when I read this, I think, man, that king, that master, he did a really stupid thing. Right? Would you have forgiven someone that owed you billions of dollars if they just said, please, I will pay? How can you pay back everything? That's impossible to begin with, right? But he says, I will pay you back everything, and he forgave him, right? So this is the story, and it might be a good time to pause and go back to the beginning where it says, Jesus, how many times should we forgive someone who sins against us? Seven times? Okay, so that's the question, and here's our story. And this man owes billions of dollars, right? And Jesus, with this question, would say, I wouldn't forgive this man one time for a billion, we'll just say $1 billion. I would forgive this guy 77 times. If every time he owed me billions of dollars, I would still forgive him over and over and over and over and over again. That's crazy, right? Who can do that? Who can do that? Okay, so back to our story. All right, so he forgave him. Crazy. He forgave him. And if the story ended here, okay, if this was the end of the story, I would think the kingdom is an amazing place, right? Oh, God's grace, so rich. He would forgive me. Okay, but the story doesn't end here. Right? The story keeps going. The story keeps going. All right, so the same servant who was forgiven went out. He found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. Okay, and they said the denarii was a day's wages. So 100 days of wages. Okay, 1/3 of the year. So not nearly as much. Okay, not nearly as much. Maybe like $30,000. All right, and with this, the servant, right, who owed him said, please forgive me. I will, I'll pay you back. But the servant didn't forgive him, right? He didn't forgive him, and he had him put in jail, right? And as the story goes, right, when the fellow servants, the other people saw what this guy had done, they told his master, right? Then the master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me, and should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? Okay, so here's the key points of this story. Okay, I'll read that again. Should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? Okay, this is the key point. Okay, and I want you to understand this. This is about forgiveness, about mercy, about grace. How can we have this kind of $1 trillion mercy on other people? How can we do that? Okay, and this is the key. The key is this verse. Okay? The key is we forgive because we have been forgiven, not because of what the other person has done for us. Okay? So if Walter owed me money, all right, I wouldn't say, Walter, I will forgive you because you paid me back, or because you're nice to me, or because you're tall and handsome. Okay? It doesn't matter. Okay? The reason that I forgive him is because I have been forgiven. So regardless of what the person does, says, is, that doesn't matter. Okay, the precedent for forgiveness is that I've been forgiven, so I should forgive others. Okay, that's the standard we live by. That's the standard we live by. Do you understand that? Yes, yes, okay. So that's crazy, right? The secret to forgiveness. It doesn't happen because the other person deserves it, right? It happens because we've been forgiven first, so we should forgive others regardless of how they've treated us, or who they are, or what they've done, okay? So this is difficult to understand. So let me give you a story to explain my, let me give you my story to explain this story and help us even more, okay? Help us even more. You like that idea? Okay, so my theory is, right, that we spend our mercy, our forgiveness, like we spend real money. Okay, let me explain to you what that means. Okay, so let me get my wallet. Okay, and let's pretend today's service was really good, and you know, everyone's really hungry. We ate all the kalbi, right? So, but you're still hungry. So let's go to Jeongsujang. Okay, yeah, Jeongsujang, right? So let's all go to Jeongsujang, right? And we're all sitting together, and let's pretend the person next to you forgot their wallet. Okay, they didn't bring their money. Okay, so look to your left, look to your right. Would you pay for that person if they forgot their wallet? Would you pay for them? Yeah, maybe. All right. Some of you are sitting next to your wife or husband, and you have to say yes, right? You have to. If you don't, you're in trouble. Okay, but some of you might be sitting next to strangers, or you know, you look, and maybe they ordered the galbijjim, and they ordered the naengmyeon, and really expensive. They ordered the yangnyeom galbi. I was like, do I have enough money to pay for that? That's a lot, right? So if you're sitting next to them, and they're not your, maybe they're just your friend, and they ordered that much, you look at them, right, and you think, what have they done? What is their relationship to me, and what have they done for me lately, right? And then I'll decide if I'm going to pay for them. So, Jang Moksanim, he's my Moksanim. I have to pay for him, right? I have to. But, you know, Nim, Jipsanim? No. he's not, he always gives me high fives, but no, I don't have to pay for him. I don't have to. Okay? So we do that, right? Whenever we go out with people, maybe we go out with coworkers or just friends. And sometimes we think, should I pay for them? And we calculate in our minds, what is our relationship to them? How much have they done for me? How close are they? And then we think about that, right? And when it comes to forgiveness or grace or mercy, our minds think the same way, okay? Should I forgive this person? Who are they? Am I related to them? Is it my brother, my wife, my sister? And what have they done for me lately? Because if they've done some nice things for me lately, then they're worthy of my forgiveness, and then I'll take out my forgiveness and I'll forgive them. Okay, but if they're not that close, if you know they just the calculation goes through and it doesn't add up, then I'm gonna say no. Okay, that's how most people think about mercy, forgiveness, grace. Okay, so let's go back to money, all right? Now let's say we're at the restaurant, okay, and you played the lottery that week, okay? You play Powerball, $20 on Powerball, and you won $350 million, okay? Okay, $350 million. I think that's what the jackpot was when I was driving by on 880. Okay, $350 million. You won that much money and you know you have it, right? Would you pay for the person next to you? No problem, right? Like if I asked you, would you pay for the stranger at the table next to you, that you saw them, stranger, they forgot their wallet, and you'd be, I just won $350 million. Right? You're just, no problem. No, you, right? That's how it works, right? So say it was a couple of months ago, like a year ago, when the jackpot was like, what was it, like $1 billion? Or yeah, $1 billion. Say you won $1 billion, would you pay for the whole restaurant? Right? It doesn't matter what they ordered at that point, right? Because it's such a small amount compared to the amount that you have. Okay, so when we understand that, okay, when we have and understand that we're so rich and it doesn't matter, right, then all the calculation, it stops. It stops. Unless you're really Korean. If you're really Korean, you'll still calculate. But for most people, it stops. Right? And we forget about money because it doesn't matter anymore. Okay, and this is what God is asking us in this story to do with the mercy and grace and forgiveness that we have received from Jesus when he dies on the cross for us. Okay, when Jesus dies on the cross, what has to get into our mind is that we are so rich in mercy, so rich in grace, so rich in forgiveness that we should be able to freely give to anyone, to strangers, to enemies, to our friends. Because that is the wealth that God has given us through the gospel. Okay? Does that make sense? Yeah, does that make sense? Okay. And this is a very radical way of living. Right? Because this is the only way we can understand. How can we forgive someone 77 times over and over and over again? Because some people in this world have done the cruelest things that we can imagine to us. But God asks us, not because of what that person has done for you, not because they deserve it, but because you've been forgiven, and that mercy, grace, and forgiveness is worth more than you could ever understand. Okay? And that's the point of this message today. Okay? So let's pray together.